Welcome to the Spiritual Coaching Podcast. I'm your host, Chris Pinkley. Let's begin. Episode 75, Earth 1 versus Earth 2. You know, initially, people would talk about this, and it just sounded like a bunch of airy-fairy nonsense to me, a bunch of woo-woo. Back in the day, you know, however many 15 years ago or whatever it was that I first heard people talking about Earth 1 versus Earth 2, you know, just really esoteric nonsense to me at the time, even though I understood, you know, even back then, I understood about ascension to a certain degree. You know, I'd begun studying it, you know, on and off, right? The changes and the spiritual awakening on the planet, et cetera, et cetera. But the Earth 1, Earth 2 thing never resonated for me. It just sounded like spiritual escapism. You know, and there was also this thing of like, you prepare yourself, you know, or you won't make Earth 2, you know, it's just ridiculous. I pretty much just dismissed that. Even, you know, then after I went through the vibrational meat grinder and I was, you know, even though I'd been on a spiritual path for 2 decades, it didn't matter. The vibrational meat grinder just annihilated me. And then I saw how, you know, I was basically, you know, I don't want to say a baby level 3 spiritualist, but I was not, you know, I was nothing compared to, you know, who I am today after that experience. So all the brutal grinding away and the life-death struggle, you know, really helped me to become more of an authentic, you know, spiritualist, right? So it was only recently that I started really understanding. Looking at, again, it sort of came to me. It's not even that I was thinking about it. It just came to me in a different way. And I saw the potential for what Earth 1 versus Earth 2 really actually means. So it does not mean the Earth is going to split into two, right? It doesn't mean that. You know, it doesn't, there's no, you're not going to miss anything. You're not going to miss the boat. Doesn't mean that. Here's what it actually means. It means that while the Earth is shifting and we're shifting, there's the opportunity. If you can get your vibration your core vibration high enough, which is, you know, that's the work of ascension, burning through suppressed emotions, and alternatively, you know, working on, you know, elevating your vibration, mind, body, science, the whole package, right? You know, meditation, emotional integration, breath work. And potentially doing some psychedelic work as well to make breakthroughs, not to, you know, as a complement, not as, you know, alternative, you know, to, you know, not as a replacement for the work, right? Nothing replaces the work, and psychedelics definitely don't replace the work. You know, you need to do the work, but psychedelics can absolutely help you to break through, right? Make key breakthroughs. So what Earth 2 is, you know, so you've got this, you've got the Earth and it has all ranges of density, you know, from third and, you know, it's a 3D, 4D, maybe 5D Earth type situation. And what Earth 2 is it's an actual place where there are people who've already integrated with their higher self that have tuned into it and are actually vibrating at that level. So they're living a different / augmented reality than the rest of us. And the more that you do this work, the more that you find that the Earth mysteriously shifts to match your new higher core vibration, right? In other words, collectively, we've come far enough to the point where we no longer need to go through the cataclysm that we once, you know, were, you know, all the predictions were that the Earth would have to go through all this tumultuous change. A lot of that now is avoided because collectively our vibration is much higher. But then there are those who won't even be going through the things that we're going through right now because their vibration is even higher. So as you vibrate higher, reality actually shifts to match that vibration, right? Because you're reflecting outwards you're projecting out a different reality onto the screen of space because your vibration, you're vibrating at a higher level, right? Everything is energy. you know, and everything's dictated by the vibration that you carry within you. You project your vibrational reality out onto the screen of space. So Earth 2 is a metaphor for this higher vibrational reality, but it's also a reality. There are people literally living in what we might refer to as Earth 2, which is a kind of, you could say a 4D, 5D Earth, something like that, rather than a 3D, 4D Earth. I don't even know exactly how to say it. There's so much debate about what is 3D versus 4D versus 5D. For sure, I'll tell you, though, that once you integrate with your higher self, you're going to be, you know, you will have infused light into the body and you will be living a new augmented reality, 100%. So really, it all goes back to what are you focused on? What is your energy and attention focused on, right? You know, because there will be those amongst us who will begin to just vibrate right out of this reality and will be crafting heaven on earth for themselves, even amongst, while all the, you know, while these people are going through all this, variety of, you know, challenges and changes, right? And that's why I'm always pushing people hard to do the emotional integration work, because every time you successfully integrate another piece of suppressed emotion, you get a bump up in your core vibrational rate of attraction, right? And then, you know, doing that, getting into the vortex and doing the Abraham Hicks exercise 3 times a day for 68 seconds, visualizing and feeling, you know, what you want to create. There's higher vibrational energy available for instantaneous manifestation now. For those people that, you know, are disciplined enough to do the work, it's the irony. I always call it the great irony. It's the ironclad mental discipline of effortless manifestation, right? So, I mean, you really do have to discipline yourself to create, to have effortless manifestation. It's a bit of a paradox, but it's true. I've never not seen it true. The only people that are able to do it just easily without having to discipline themselves are people that they're just so non-attached. And another way to describe people that are very non-attached is that they're probably not carrying around a lot of emotional density, because it's emotional density, right, that creates attachment. As you integrate these suppressed emotions, you become less and less attached. And as a result, you're able to manifest easier and more and more easily, right? So anyway, that's it for this episode, Earth 1 versus Earth 2. Hopefully, if that was something you were wondering about, hopefully I cleared up some of that stuff for you. As always, if you're interested in coaching or corporate consulting, head on over to ChristopherPinkley.com, fill out the Work with Chris page. And in the meantime, take good care and we'll talk to you soon.